This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Thousands of Palestinians sheltering from the Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza City's main hospital are fleeing south after several reported strikes in and around the compound overnight. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The complexity of the situation on display at the Paris Peace Forum, where Amnesty International Secretary General Agnes Kalmard says Western nations are responding differently between the wars in Ukraine and between Hamas and Israel.
It is reflected right now in the double standards that we are witnessing. The Western bloc demanding that we all rush to the defense of Ukraine, as we should, because Ukraine has been aggressed by Russia and there are unbelievable suffering in Ukraine, and at the same time telling us not to act on the multiple bombing and absolute suffering of the people of Gaza.
The Israeli army says Hamas military infrastructure is based in and around Gaza City's hospitals and neighborhoods. The United Nations Humanitarian Corridor for Nigeria warned that the situation in northeast Nigeria remains bad. He reported a rising number of civilians being killed and tortured by Boko Haram, which has become too weak to fight the army.
And we are seeing rising numbers of civilians being killed and tortured because they do random attacks all over the place, which also means it's become less safe for civilians, but also humanitarians.
Briefing reporters on Friday, he reported that more than 8 million people are in need of assistance. This is VOA News. An unprecedented clash between two of the highest courts in Turkey over the imprisonment of a politician accused of trying to overthrow the government. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda reports it's raising concern over the rule of law in Turkey.
On Friday, President Tayyip Erdogan waded into the fray, calling for a rewrite of the constitution to resolve the dispute. This was Erdogan telling parliament the country needs a new constitution as soon as possible. The heart of the issue concerns a member of parliament who was convicted to 18 years in prison last year for a role organizing these nationwide protests in 2013. He and other defendants have denied the charges, saying the protests happened spontaneously. The protests were one of the biggest challenges to Erdogan's power in his over two decades in office.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda, who says last month the nation's highest court, the Constitutional Court, ruled that the politician should be released. The United Nations says the atrocities in Sudan are almost unspeakable.
We continue to receive unrelenting and appalling reports of sexual and gender-based violence, enforced disappearance, arbitrary detentions, and grave violations of human and children's rights. What is happening is verging on pure evil.
UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Sudan, Clementine Nakwita Salamiu, says half the population, 25 million people, require assistance and protection. Like many lakes around the world, you can now see the exposed, cracked floors of parts of Lake Titicaca. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo says record low water levels and drought the culprits.
I am 50 years old. Never before has Lake Titicaca dried up like it is now.
Nestled amid the Andes Mountains, Lake Titicaca is South America's largest body of freshwater. It's an important ecosystem for wildlife and a water source for millions of people in the region. But its water levels are now reaching record lows.
This affects us because there is no more food for our livestock and we cannot travel by boat. Now we have to walk and our crops no longer exist because it hasn't rained since last year. So the water has decreased.
The situation is worsened by El Nino weather phenomenon.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo, who says Lake Titicaca's decline comes with global temperatures hitting record highs, which has impacted rivers and lakes. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.